Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! Mazel tov! Ah, salut Jindan! Oh, we in Illinois are exhausted. Hooray, hooray! No more slam-dunking ads, commercials. The governor's race is still up in the air. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, but imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. And by the click of Z button, you discover what America has to say, what America, what the world has to say. You know, the world is shrinking. And we're all in this together. Yes, I know today's show is Soul Survivor. Actually, Soul Survivors. And this is a true story on all of them. But before I go into the core of the show, when I said that we're truly all connected, that golden thread that keeps us wondering about each other, what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, where are you going? There's only one thing that separates us. Can you guess what it is? Let me test you. Call me in. Call in. 347-637-3789. Guest call in is 347-637-3789. What do you think separates us? And of course, you know what your greatest freedom. Do you know what it is? Think on that. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Log on www.blogtalkradio.com and hear the show. And you do know that all of the episodes are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on any of the dates. And this is November 5th. Election day is over. And the thought for the day, worry is interest paid on trouble before it comes due. Worry is like a rocking chair. It will give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. And then give up the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. I wonder if any of the candidates slept last evening. I slept like a log. But the anxiety, the not knowing, had to put them in a state of overdrive. But the good news is that we don't have to put up with, oh, the campaign was ugly. And then what always amazes me is that at the end of it, they shake hands and wish each other well. Oh, I don't know about that. But competition? Let's see where you stand on this. Remember to emulate the behavior of a winner when you lose. Competition doesn't build character. It reveals it. And what were Governor Quinn's thoughts? Because you see, today, voters have spoken. This is in the Chicago Sun-Times. And there's a little sidebar that says, politics early and often. But Pat Quinn isn't hearing it as governor refuses to concede election to Bruce Rayner. Now, there was a little faux pas on the election judges. Oh, some, you know, you're young only once, but you could stay childish and immature for life. I didn't say childlike. I said childish and immature for life. someone played with the heads of the emotions of some of the election judges, and I think there were 5 precincts that didn't open on time. So Quinn is holding out his concession speech until they get the count from those 5 precincts. Calling number is 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Oh, and you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. My website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com or simply ageless.net. Click on all of the buttons. And when you get to the video, be sure and watch that. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Imagine James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs in Shakespeare. Our bags are packed. Oh, Roger Plummer's voice is awesome. And I'll recite some sonnets. Hey, Willie Shakes was quite a dude. And then go back to the button, Performing Arts, and you'll see David Taylor and I in Simply Ageless Performers. He is the assistant concert master of the renowned worldwide Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And we create magic on the stage. And just imagine that could be you too. Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. There's plenty of time to get your bucket list done and to live life to the fullest. And then you click on books. The e-book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, Discover How You Can Look and Feel Younger and Better Longer Than You Ever Thought Possible, right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations, unless you want a facelift. A little tweak, that's okay, but remember, you still have to exercise the muscles of the face. Because Mother Nature and Father Time are salivating and rubbing their hands together, waiting in the wings to get ya. You know that every 7 years we go through a biological and physiological change. Be aware of them. Be smarter. The body and the brain don't age. We do. And the book is free. Mm-hmm. When you call in or contact me, it's free. This is not switch and bait, or bait and switch, whatever they call it. It's yours, and then you have privy. You call me at 847-882-8717, and I shall be delighted to help you with any of the secrets that you're a little stuck on. Looks do matter. And I am a fashionista. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. I'm going to change. I am changing the definition and the perception of aging, not only in America, but globally. You don't have to look like a wrinkled granny apple. Pick up the mirror. How do you look? It's all your choice. Choice, choice, choice. Look at your plate, the foods you're eating. How do you feel? Are you exhausted even before the day starts? Are you moving your body? And you see, the brain needs oxygen to stay healthy. And the only way you could get the oxygen is by the blood circulation in your body. And if you're living in this incredible era, 2014, you're going to want to look and feel you're the best you can. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And the book is yours. Scroll down. Choices. Choices and their methods, their success to where they are today. They're celebrities in their own right. It's never too late. It's nonfiction. The ebook is nonfiction. This is nonfiction, Choices. Get the book. There are 14 of us that shared with you our formula to getting to where we are today. Trials, tribulation, going through the abyss, which could be scary, but we did it. We're on our mountaintop, just praising our higher spirit. Whoever it is, God, Jesus, Buddha, but you made it. And the stories are diverse. Ages 30 up to 80, octogenarians. And when you read my story, you'll find out about how I learned about what our greatest freedom is. Have any of you figured it out yet? Come on, call me. 347-637-3789. Now, we're still on the website. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. Oh, my trip to Africa. It was just amazing. And I collaborated with Tom Patrick. Now, that story is fiction and nonfiction. You have to tell me what part is nonfiction. And then you know that Tom has his book out, The Second Coming, published by Tate Publishing, that the second coming of Christ has happened. It's a fiction, historical fiction. You will not be able to put the book down. All of the books that I'm suggesting to you, they're not coffee table books just to be there to decorate your coffee table. They're on your desk, and they're just a reach away. Every single one of you have a story. What is your dream? What is your dream? And then we have 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. I was a contributing author. Now, the books can be available at Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble, and Ex Libris, and Self Growth. But you could always Google, get the books. And then you become one. We become one when you're reading the books. They're just amazing. Oh, by the way, sidebar. I made the senior news in October. Remember the writing contest that I told you about? What did you learn on your recent trip? There were 10 of us. I came in third, bronze. And the first and the second, they deserved it. Now, my only issue is the gal who took first place, it was a poem. And my thinking is that it's either going to be a competition on poetry or the actual writing about your experience. So I'm not going to do anything about it. That's their issue and certainly not mine. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789 and let your voice be heard. I'm thinking about when I was sitting there in the auditorium and I knew that I won a prize, I just didn't know which one. And this is what was interesting about it. When it was announced, first, third place, second place, and first, the first thing I did was get up to congratulate the top winners. But they didn't reciprocate. They didn't say, oh, Kathy, congratulate. No, they didn't. And you know that I'm still out of sorts. Well, not as potent as it was in the beginning. when I surpassed myself on the stair climb. An octogenarian. 50 flights in 9 minutes. And no one really commented. And I'm going to share this with you. I am going to get in touch with the American Lung Association. I won't do the presidential climb because it was brought to my attention that that was like making a hole in one on a golf course. But they usually get a car or a big prize. I wasn't looking for any of that. Just, hey, good job. That you never go back to that golf course again because you can't do it again. It was a quirk, like me doing it in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. I don't know. I don't know what possessed me, but I do have a mindset about always proving that because you're getting older doesn't mean you're getting dumber, doesn't mean that you're slowing down. Now, you have to respect the body. And you don't do foolish things like tight rope walking. Congratulations, Walenda. Congratulations and all good fortune to you. Listen to your body and always check with your doctor. But remember now, no matter what you're doing it for you. In Hawaii, they have a sign that says, it doesn't matter how fast or slow you run, just finish. You're doing it for you. You're not in competition and you're not comparing. And always remember to emulate the behavior of a winner when you lose. Competition doesn't build character, it reveals it. It reveals it. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in is 347-637-3789. And, yes, I know, we'll get to Soul Survivor. We have plenty of time. The voters have spoken. Politics early and often. What does a governor do with his life after being defeated? So as I turned the page, there was a big discussion about Durbin. He said, I think he's been in Durbin, yeah. Yeah, he creamed Oberweis. Now, Durbin is getting his fourth term in the Senate. And Oberweis, the ice cream mogul, this is his fourth defeat in statewide races. But I'm just wondering, he's been in it for 32 years. Voters across Illinois were more comfortable with Durbin's 32 years in Congress than they were with Oberweis's less than 2 years political experience as a member of the Illinois Senate. Then Lynn Sweet said, an easy win, but how much power will Durbin still wield? I'm quoting Senator Dick Durbin. People across Illinois and across America want more. They want a Congress that produces. A Congress which is going to address the challenges every working family faces across America. How could... Now, this is a sidebar. This is just me. How could a multimillionaire or a millionaire or anyone that has been given the gift of boku money relate to the common folk. I'm thinking of Fanfare to a Common Man. It was bittersweet, perhaps, but Durbin's win over Oberweis was never in doubt once it was clear that Oberweis was running a weak campaign. But Durbin is facing a potential erosion of his enormous power and influence on Capitol Hill, dampening the high of giving Oberweis a really big thumping. I don't think Oberweis is really serious about it. I think he goes into it because he has nothing else to do. You see, Democrats lost control of the Senate to Republicans, a matter in which Durbin has big stake because he is the assistant majority leader, the number two position in the Senate. Republicans will be in charge of the Senate for the first time in 8 years when the next Congress is sworn in next January. Durbin told Lynn Sweet Tuesday night he wants to remain in the number two spot in the Senate Democrat leadership. They meet on November 13 to pick the leaders for the next Congress. Interesting. Now, in the governor's race, Rauner 51, Quinn 46. How could anyone, billionaire, multimillionaire, relate? How many decisions, now this is speculation on my part, how many decisions will Rauner make on behalf of the constituents in Illinois? And how will it benefit him monetarily wise? And you know, I still haven't heard from them. I listened to some of their slam dunking, and not once did they address seniors. Gee, our cost of living adjustment was $13. Oh, I'm going out to buy my Lamborghini or maybe a Maserati. What are they going to do for we seniors? And I emailed Rauner. He never emailed back. And I had a couple of suggestions for him. But didn't happen. Okay, Republicans reclaim North Shore seat. Dole at 52%. 10th District with 99% reporting. Schneider, 48. So Dole won back Tuesday the North Suburban 10th Congressional District seat he lost 2 years ago to Schneider. Well, you know, now this is fact. I'm not making this. This is fact. Hey, you Democrats, maybe you need some tweaking to do. You know that Rod Blago is in jail. Sidebar. I really think that 14 years was a bit excessive for Blago. I don't know if he and Patty are the brightest bulb in the lamp. GOP claims the Senate. House Republicans roll up victories on track to match 246 seats of the Truman era. Oh, and in Wisconsin, Walker wins re-election in Wisconsin. Republican Governor Scott Walker won re-election over Democratic challenger Mary Burke, overcoming fierce opposition from organized labor for his third election victory in 4 years, and clearing the way for a potential presidential campaign in 2016. Okay, take a chill pill. I'm getting close to soul survivors. Read their stories, and by the way, it's all true. Now, this is what I'm interested in. I'm really surprised at. Judy Barr Topinka is our comptroller. And I really wanted Simon to win. It was 45% to 50%. Age, cunning keys to Topinka's victory. This is by Carol Moran. Age and cunning, the saying goes, trump youth and enthusiasm. In the case of Judy Barr Topinka and Sheila Simon, there may be more than a little truth to that. Oh, Topinka, you're catching up with me. Turned 70 on Tuesday to beat Simon, 53, to win re-election as state comptroller. In the normally blue state of Illinois, Topinka has almost always been a top-tier GOP vote-getter with a crossover appeal. The plain-spoken, accordion-playing, rummage sale shopping Republican from Riverside has come as close as any state politician to shaking every hand in each of the 102 counties. Her blunt, no nonsense style and moderate positions have helped her party more than her party oftentimes have ever helped her. Yeah, she was cunning. Absolutely cunning. Now, there's a fight for the Illinois treasurer's job, and that's between Republican Tom Cross and Democrat Mike Ferrix, both state lawmakers. They're locked in. We don't know what's going to happen. And then the Board of Election, the Dirty Trick Spurs, judge no-shows. That's another story. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And Mitch Mavidit, that in Croatian means we shall see. The voters have spoken. And the truth is, I really don't know what Quinn has done. I really don't know what Rauner is going to do. But time will tell, won't it? And then how long is too long to be in politics? I want term limits. And I want total recall. If I don't like what you're doing, you're out, honey. You're just out. You're out. And, oh, you seniors, we have such power. Don't be afraid to use it. I certainly am not. But it gets kind of lonely. Call in. Excuse me. 347-637-3789. It's bright and sunny in Chicagoland. The wind, as of 8:28 Central Time, is not blowing like crazy. Oh, it's just been horrendous. And I don't even want to talk about Halloween. Now, be with me here. Live with Kathy is a talk radio show that's sponsor-driven. Gives you an opportunity to share with the world what you have, how you're going to contribute. It's also a learning curve. Lie, and you know it could be you. I have an introductory offer. It is 10 weeks, and you're getting on air recognition several times a week. And then, darlings, I work with you on your 60-second commercial, and then you're going to get a half-hour show with me. You're going to prove to the world that you got what it takes, no guts, no glory, that you really got what it takes to become successful and perhaps to make other people's lives happier and healthier. Live your life like it's golden. I know we're living longer. But the quality of life eludes many. It truly does. It doesn't have to be you. Are you 50 and fabulous or feeble? Are you 60, sexy and sensational? Or are you just simmering down to a boil? You need to refire. Don't retire your passion in life. 70. Entertaining. Delightful to be with. 80. Endure, endearing. We, the 70 and 80s, are shaping the world. The 80 is now the new 50. So what are you? You see, Live with Gabby, when you're talking to me, your age means nothing to me. It's your attitude. And have you figured out what your greatest freedom is? Listening to Live with Gabby. Oh, and when your show is on for a half hour, it's just you and me, of course I'm going to rehearse you. Of course we're going to have a recipe, a formula to follow. Then you get to listen to it. And you ask yourself one question. How dynamic was I? Would you get up and run to the telephone or go to the computer and get in touch with you after hearing you? You know, Dr. Seuss says, it's really true. There's no one newer than you. Can you really grab down, pull up all of that suppressed, authentic you and let it shine like a light for the world to see? And let me tell you how I'm going to turn on your light. It's gift-giving time, isn't it? And you really don't want to send something that people already have or another piece of something to put on their mantle? Let me tell you about Lobstergram. That is the Dom Perignon of gift-giving. It's a mouth-watering holiday gift of succulent live lobsters, lobster tails, pork tender steaks, appetizers, desserts, or any combination you can think of. Cindy, our daughter, sent that to me on my birthday last year. Oh, the crab cakes, the clam chowder soup, the filet mignon, the lobster tails, and the chocolate lava cakes. Oh, man. And you pick and choose. You put together your package. Their new catalog came out. Log on lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562 and get the catalog. You will love it. You will love it. When I say it's the Dom Perignon, make it, you could combine it. Maybe it's a birthday and a holiday gift. Because you see, I love to eat like a king or a queen. Now, Lobstergram also has gift certificates. You could choose the perfect day to receive the gift. You can even send an e-certificate to make it easier. But you get to pick the day you want your special feast to arrive. When I got mine in October, Dan, the lobster man, said, you'll have it on October 21st, and it was right there. Dan Zawecki. For over 27 years, Lobstergram has been providing the best lobster, seafood, and steak gift packages. They've been featured on Oprah, QVC, The Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, and many others. Just go to lobstergram.com or call 1-800-548-3562 or call me at 847-882-8717, and I will share with you my experience. Ah, mwah, bon appetit. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, along with Lobstergram. Impact is the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating again the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on www.impact-net.org. That's impact-net.org. Or log on ironworkers.org. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. College versus the trades. Oh, don't you just love Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man? What an exciting year this is going to be, 2015. But, oh, yesterday I was at the Hoffman Estates Park District. Man, did I have a kick-tush workout. They're the 2009 National Gold Medal Award winners for excellence par excellence. Enrica Koff is the 50-plus director. The consortium, I don't know how she does it. She does a brilliant job. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Log on heparks.org. If you have a little tax issue, a little money issue, you could get in touch with Greg McIntyre, our CPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. And I told you, looks do matter. Stress, stress, stress. Toxicity, trauma, anger. All leading factors in premature aging and death. Yes, death. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the ebook, The Elixir, it's yours free. Page, secret number 7. Shh! I share with you my secrets for distressing our faces and our bodies. To beautify the skin on the outside, log on RevivaLabs.com, the leader in skincare. And how about your own home-based business? It's what, the 5th? Did you have trouble paying your bills last week, last month? I want you to know, I want all of you to know that you could create your own home-based business. It's, excuse me, it's a learning curve. We're going to find out what you got. Give me a call at 847-882-8717. Seniors, actually all ages, beware the latest scams and know the best defense. Listen to me. I told you I was approached 3 times with letters that I won the lottery, and one traversed the world to get to me, and they all wanted money from me. Send me money so we could facilitate your check. Well, the only facilitation will be in their pocketbook, don't you dare. If you want any money, you don't have to pay for them to send you a check. It's a scam. It is a scam. Will you promise me that you'll hang up, call the police, call a family member? Above all, do not give out any personal information, no social security number, where you live, etc. You see, they want your money. And highly educated people, even professors, have fallen into this trap because they are pros at sweet jog. They're sociopaths, silver-tongued serpents. Sometimes it takes a whole year, and then they get from you what they wanted, your money. You earned it the old-fashioned way. You worked for it. ARP gave me the Fraud Fighter Hotline. Say that three times real fast. 800-646-2283. Based on reports, victims last year, all ages, we lost $3 billion. $3 billion. But the sadness is that the figure may be higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. Seniors, all ages, beware. And then we go into domestic abuse, but verbal and emotional too. You see, domestic abuse left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. And let's call it what it really is. It's a crime. Now, this is for men and women. I've known some women, of women, that beat the bejesus out of their husbands. Think back to when you were first in the relationship. What a loving person this man or woman was and how great things were. Then the violence starts. Oh, you don't want to leave your relationship. You want the violence to stop? Honey, what did you inhale? It ain't. It won't without help. Reach out for help. Know what your resources are in your community and state. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline number is 877-863-6338. That's 877-863-6338. And they will put you in touch with the domestic abuse hotline number in your state. And hey, guys, it's time for you to get off your buffs. Time for your voices to be heard. Why? Why are you so hesitant to make a statement? What if it were your mother, sister, or daughter? Or cousin, relative, or friend? And they're a victim of domestic abuse. Get involved. And unfortunately, our little children, their brains are like sponges. They're at the effect of domestic abuse. It will scar them for life. Treat them with love and kindness. They are our future. The PSAs have been brought to you by Men and Women Who Care. Contributing sponsors, contributing authors, and choices. Steven Stressler, Reviva Labs, leader in skincare, from humble beginnings to success. Chuck Brasselton, providing insurance and financial services, my life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingers. Rhea Schmidt, there are so many choices to make, but I have to be who I am. And I'm going to design where I'm going. Rudy Segovia, son of a migrant farm worker, said, hey, that didn't stop Rudy from becoming a master achiever. Rudy reached the American dream. And today I'm going to meet him at Toastmasters. And he's going to get his half hour of fame on Live with Kathy. And that could be you too. My story through the years. All Things Kathy. Available in the book Choices. You want to get a discounted rate? Call me at 847-882-8717. Or log on Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. And then we have another diva, Marilyn Pasella. Mobile drug testing is an on-site service. We come to you, saving you time and money. Established by Marilyn Pasella, mobile drug testing provides fast, accurate service while treating your employee in a professional manner. She will come to you. And she is a glamorous diva. She will not give in to age. And she started her own home-based business. She said, I'm not going to work 50, 60 hours a week to make someone else look good. I am going to do it for me. Log on dot www.chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. That's chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Now remember, if I talk too fast, there's just so much to cover. You could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and hear the show. Click on November 5th. Oh, live with Kathy, Soul Survivor. This is a true story. You know, I'm thinking of the election, too. Was it fate, destiny, coincidence, or luck? Have you ever survived what could have been a fatal accident or a mishap? Imagine being the sole survivor of a plane crash. That there were 142 passengers and 11 crew members. And you're the only one left. And you're 12 years old. Odds of surviving even the most serious at 76%. The odds of being the only one left alive are unbelievable. Unbelievable. So let's go back to circa year 2009. She's a little French girl, age 12, and her mother were aboard a packed Airbus on their way to an island off the eastern coast of Africa for a summer family visit. Oh, minutes from touchdown, the Airbus shook violently, and the swirling 40 miles per hour wind, lights flickered, engine stalled, and suddenly, the plane holding 142 passengers plunged into the Indian Ocean. And it broke apart on impact. Can you imagine? You're 12 years old? And you're the only one that's alive and you're ejected from the plane? No life vest, food, or drinking water? Imagine clinging to a piece of wreckage for 13 hours until a private rescue boat plucked you from the ocean? What would it be like? What on earth would it be like? You know, the distinction of only one left alive is a heavyweight, says Kay Dickens, whose 2013 documentary film Soul Survivor tells the stories of several plane crash survivors that I'll share with you. They feel an incredible amount of pressure, says Dickens, a survivor of a car crash in her teen years that killed several of her friends. Drawn to the topic partly because of her personal experience, Dickens contacted George Lameson, Jr., a passenger on a plane that crashed, killing everyone else on board, including his father, and enlisted him to help other survivors share their stories with the world. And, of course, naturally they wonder, was I spared for a reason? Am I supposed to do something amazing? Why me? There are Peter Lamson Jr. and two soul survivors from other crashes, Annette and Jim, describe what they live with every day as members of a tiny club they never sought to be part of, but are very fortunate to have joined. Survivor George, 1985, on a Galaxy Airline 203 from Reno, Nevada, to Minneapolis. On board 71, crew death 6, passenger deaths 64. And he says, after my father and I found our seats, I settled in and tried to sleep. Pretty soon, two men came up to us and said, "Hey, you're in our seats." You know, that wasn't true, but my dad said, "Okay," and we switched seats with them. Our new seats were in the first row behind the bulkhead. Oh, my God. After takeoff, everything seemed smooth at first, then we had turbulence. And the plane started to bang to the right. It didn't seem serious, but as I was looking out the window, I could see we were losing altitude pretty quickly. Over the loudspeaker, the pilot said we were going down. It must have been 5 to 10 seconds before we hit the ground. We hit 3 times, and the third time, the plane hit an RV lot and broke apart. It was going about 140 miles an hour. I was thrown more than 40 feet onto a street near downtown Reno. The wreckage was on fire. And I searched through trying to find anyone alive. My one memory I cannot shake is of the finding the man who took my seat. He was lying out in a field, facing the fire, and I could see his eyes were open. I went to him trying to help, but I realized he was dead. If I hadn't switched seats, that would have been me. Another soul survivor story. Annette, 1992. Vietnam Airlines 474 from Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, to Cam Ranh, Vietnam, on board 31. Crew deaths 6, passenger deaths 24. After flying into a tropical storm, pilots lost control of the 3-engine airline, and it struck the ridge of a mountain. And this is her book, Turbulence, A True Survival Story. We were 45 minutes into a 55-minute flight when the plane made a tremendous lurch. I told my fiancé, "Don't worry, it's just an air pocket." Then we dropped again, and people started screaming. I reached for his hand, and that was the last thing I remembered. I later learned that the plane hit the ridge at 300 miles per hour. One wing ripped off and the rest of the plane crashed into the side of the next mountain. When I woke up, I was still inside the plane, pinned under a dead body. My fiancé's seat had flipped backward, and he was lying on it with a sweet little smile on his lips. He was dead. I could see jungle greenery through a hole in the cabin where the cockpit used to be. I had gaping wounds all over my body. 4 inches of bluish bone were sticking out of my skin when I tried to move. Excruciating pain in my hips. Somehow I managed to get out of the plane. Dead bodies were all around me, and people were moaning in pain. A very kind Vietnamese man assured me that help would arrive soon. "I'm a very important man," he said. "They will come for me over the next few hours." His breathing grew weaker. I saw the life go out of him. He closed his eyes, and he was gone. There was no more sound or movement from anyone. I have never been so alone. For 8 days, Annette lay on the jungle floor waiting, leeches covering her hands, her feet swollen to twice their normal size, and her toes turned black. She had nothing to drink, but when it rained, she was able to squeeze some water from her wet T-shirt and pieces of aircraft insulation into my mouth. Oh, the body of the man next to me, next to Annette, began to decompose, so I used my elbows to pull myself to another spot. The crash had made a clearing, and I could see a mountain rising in the distance. I felt like I was one with the beauty in the process of decay around me. Finally, on the eighth day, a group of Vietnamese men arrived and carried me down the mountain on a piece of canvas slung beneath a stick. She spent most of her time, of my energy, on appearing the same as my old self. Oh. In 2006, she went back to Vietnam. She traveled to the village where she was taken after the crash and met some of the men who carried me all those years before. The next morning, a group of them got up before dawn and started to hike. After wading across six rivers, they started to climb. It took them more than 5 hours to arrive at the crash site. Annette sat down among the leaves and the twigs, looked down the mountain through the trees. It was so much more claustrophobic than I remembered, and not as green. I looked behind me and tried to imagine the fuselage with my fiancé in it. Here's where his life ended. I didn't feel his presence there, no stronger than usual at least. I worked my way farther up the mountain, stopped at a rock. I searched in my backpack for a small wooden dolphin and a little white seal I had bought. I placed them on the rock, and I said, "Bye. Bye, sweet lover." Another pilot, 2006, Jim, co-pilot, Com Air, flight number 5191, from Lexington, Kentucky to Atlanta, on board 50, crew deaths 2, passengers 49. As the pilot in command taxied the plane from the terminal to the runway, Jim was going through the pre-flight checklist of equipment and settings, so I didn't look out the window to check the runway number like I would before most flights. Even if I had, I might not have noticed that the markers along the taxiway didn't match the runway we'd been assigned because so many of the lights at the airport were broken. So we waited to be cleared off for takeoff, and then the captain said, "Okay, let's go." He said to me, "Okay, your brakes, your controls." I said, "My brakes, my controls." Away we went. I don't remember anything after that. The cockpit voice recorder, you can hear me say, "That's weird, no lights." A few seconds later, we ran off the runway, hit an embankment. The plane rose into the air for a short distance, then clipped the airport fence. And he's the only one that survived. Why? Why me? Why me? And he is disabled. He is disabled. Now, was it fate, destiny, coincidence, or luck? You decide. Do you have a true story of a happening in your life or someone else's life? Share it with me. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. KathyStudio at sbcglobal.net. Until Saturday, remember to be in your best elements. Au revoir.